Thanks for listening to Dusty and Cam podcast, brought to you on the fan by your local Les Schwab Tire Center, doing the right thing since 1952.
Dusty and Cam in the morning.
Relax, all right? My old man is a television repairman. Got the ultimate set of tools. I can fix it.
With Dusty Fan Man Hera.
I know Kung Fu.
And former pro Cam Cleland.
You ought to spend a little more time dealing with yourself. A little less time worrying about what your brother does.
Dusty and Cam in the morning on 1080.
Pucker up, buttercup.
The Fan.
All right, hour number two begins.
Let's go, 2-0. Let's go, 2-0.
Hey, can you wait for the hot and cool man?
No.
My gosh.
What am I hiding here?
It's 2-0. It's time for a champion to step forward or get dropped or cut.
I've never heard that. March Madness. I don't remember that one.
Yep.
I don't care. We're 2-0.
March Madness. Okay.
I'm weeing the heck out of this.
We had some good ones come through on the Butter You
Weed
Today
up,
text
as
song.
My buddy Cam would say.
He'd say, weed up. Weed up.
This guy says, this is the second year in a row now I've told work I'm having a vasectomy. I told them it didn't happen last year because the doctor had an emergency.
Well, your HR person is
That's
dumb.
Great.
Remember that.
You can always go the old Michael Scott and do the reversal and then the re-reversal.
Sure.
Snip, snap, snip, snap.
That's or you can fear. Just claim your Antonio Cromartie, who's beat two vasectomies.
Your first one didn't work.
You're going to let a soldering iron and some scalpel down there, and it ain't guaranteed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's fine. What do you think? They're
that's
gonna,
fine.
Like sneeze and cut it off completely.
That's fine.
Yeah,
you're okay with scalpels and heat guns.
Yes.
Down in the nether region.
You know what I'm not.
And it's not guaranteed to work.
You know what I'm not okay with?
What?
A third one. You know, my hands are full as
hey,
it
Dusty,
is.
As the Jurassic Park people will tell you, life finds a way.
No, not for me, man. Not for me.
Hey,
bro.
Go three. It's zone defense. I'm a big fan of three.
A man-to-man. I'm in
zone defense.
I'm a corner right now. You have to have a short memory. You get beat deep.
So
when you're in man-to-man, you're on an island. That's where we're at right now.
Can I tell you, I almost got put in jail.
Sure. Yeah, that's okay. A good lead-in.
Does this have anything to do with vasectomies?
No, yeah. I'm sorry. We were talking about zone defense. So I was out after my daughter's basketball game.
Oh, boy.
And the boys were out playing, and we were playing a little rough, playing physical. And my middle son, we were going after the ball, and I just hip-checked him across the basketball court, and he slammed into the ground because I'm like, man, you ain't beating your old man.
Yeah, you're getting ready
to take
on swag.
I caught him with his foot, and he kind of just went, boom, and he hit. Mm-hmm. Everybody stopped, and every mom looked at me and just stared me down and said, you would have, I thought they were calling the police. And I stood up, and I went, whoa, 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 it's my kid. It's okay. It's okay. And they just gave me the side eye.
Wait, it's okay because it's your kid?
Yeah, it's my kid. They thought I did it to some random child. And they were calling, they're going to call CPS on me and everybody. Everyone just totally went, you bully.
I
How
think
dare
you have
you
a
that?
Reputation, Mr. Cleland.
Well, I'm telling you, he went after the ball. I was like, I'm sorry, it's my ball. Mm. It's my ball. It was all in good fun.
Yeah. Okay, 55305.
That's what zone defense.
They have no scalpel of vasectomies now, according to this text.
Well, fine. It's a laser then. Whatever they're doing,
laser
they're
getting.
I don't want a laser down there either.
I'm willing to take that risk.
And it's not guaranteed.
60% of the time, it works every time. Sex Panther.
If you're Antonio Cromartie, you've had it done three times.
Twice.
And it doesn't help. It didn't work.
Just twice. I'm willing to take that risk.
Yeah. Right 2-0!
Now, it's 7:08.
What's hot?
Spooking!
What's hot and why is it cool?
They're cool because they're hot!
Hot and cool with Dusty and Cam. Your morning dose of positivity ripped from the headlines.
Great story. Compelling and rich.
Brought to you on the fan by Area Heating and Cooling, your local trained comfort specialist. Online at areaheatingandcooling.com. It's hard to stop a train.
As Cam told you, the Mariners are 2-0. They knock off the Oakland A's 5-4 in 12 innings from Tokyo, Japan.
2-0.
Their quest for 162-0. Continues.
117, baby. Got to get there one step at a time.
They will for sure be in first place in the AL West for more than a week. because now teams have two games to make up.
I feel confident this is going to be the only week we'll be able to hold that honor.
They'll be able to hold it for a little while,
I guess. You think the Mariners are in first place any other time in any other month?
In any other month than March?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll say they'll hold on till the beginning of April. Wait, no, do they have Boston next?
Yeah.
That's who they have next is Boston?
Yeah.
What day does that series start?
I don't know.
I'm going to go ahead. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to go ahead. Yeah. Yeah. I think the regular season, they will be in first place no, they're not. They have four games in March. No.
Yeah.
No, okay. March it is. I had to look it up. No, they're not going to do that. All right, Wes Salem, high school product and former Oregon State Beaver, then Louisiana Tech Bulldog, Ryan Allen, has re-signed with the Patriots to be their punter long-term. Long-term punter commitment made there by the local product.
Oh, good stuff.
So, I guess that's good. Hopefully he buys like a new weight room or something for West Salem High School.
Why?
Because, I don't know.
Buys a new weight room for them?
Yeah, he's going to have like a 40-year NFL career.
BS. I want the outdoor weight room like the Cowboys had back in the day. Remember the Cowboys outdoor weight room?
No. Nope.
You never saw it? Originally, the old at Flowering Ranch. There was not an indoor weight room.
Flowering Ranch? This sounds like a better name than the Bunny Ranch.
It does. It does. You had an outdoor weight room in the 90s and late 80s. They didn't have space for indoor, so you just had outdoor weights.
My gosh.
It was might as well be Venice Beach. And work out. Work out with Arnold.
All right, cool. That's pretty cool, I guess. All right, this story is alarming, and it is not good. A former Cal football intern, University of California, Berkeley intern, her name is Paige Cornelius, posted a very long and... at some points detailed, at other points she held back a lot of information on what was deemed, I mean, not just sexual harassment, but sexual assault as a student manager and intern for the University of California football team. She did not name which coaches, but she said that it did include coaches trying to kiss her and lure her into their hotel rooms, players, which she did name. And saying that it was pretty aggressive with the tone and what they were saying towards her. Justin Wilcox is named in it, that she sent an email to him saying that, outlining the alleged harassment and assault, and the athletic director as well, and nothing has been told to her. They ignored her.
The one that bothers me the most is the detailed description of her experience with a coach that is on the staff. And she had said that he had forced her to show up at his hotel room. And it is.
He said, "I will have you fired if you don't have sex with me."
This is. Yeah, I'm very bothered by this.
The University of California, Berkeley has released a statement on it. And in their statement, they said, "We are aware of the very disturbing public allegations made on social media as our policy. When such assertions are made, we have immediately referred the matter to Campus Office of Prevention of Harassment and Discrimination, which is responsible for investigating such assertions. These allegations go against the very core of our values."
They're going to take it serious, and they should.
As they should.
Yep. Very serious.
It is alarming, but again, no coaches were named, but she did allude to a couple of them, and then a player receiver, Jordan Duncan, was named in it as well. So this is something to keep an eye on. Mm-hmm. It's horrible for Cal and Justin Wilcox as well. So we'll see how this thing plays out. This is just the beginning, though. All right, the madness continued last night. Lavelle Modum, the coach of North Carolina Central, we played you audio of him earlier this week, wanting nothing to do with Duke in the tournament.
Well,
he will not have anything
to do with him.
His North Carolina Central Eagles, they lost to North Dakota State 78-74 in the 16-16 play-in game. Meanwhile, St. John's fell to Arizona State 74-65. Pac-12, a juggernaut.
ASU. Come on, Pac-12. See that bump the revenue up to $600,000 that they will get because of that nice little addition of money? Because, you know, you do get paid if your teams, if your conference does get a little extra cash you make the tourney.
With every tournament win, which is why it was so bad last year.
money.
It'll be Bobby Hurley versus former school Buffalo in the...
Where's Buffalo at?
Buffalo, New York.
I knew that.
Yeah, Buffalo,
not everybody
New York.
Knew that.
Buffalo, New York. Okay, games today. Madness gets underway at 9:15 a.m. The Pitino revenge game. Rick Pitino's former school, Louisville, takes on Minnesota, which is where his son coaches, Richard Pitino.
So who is he pulling for?
Oh, his son.
You think so?
He said he'll never step foot in the state of Kentucky again.
Wow.
Yeah, he has a house in Louisville that he apparently has not been back to since
the day he got fired.
You know what he should do? You know the vampire, the coaching vampire? Is that what his nickname is? Coaching vampire?
Slick Rick.
Slick Rick, whatever. I would love to see him just burn it down.
Oh.
That's one way to go.
Just set it on fire. It's like, look, I'm lighting this up legally.
A little aggressive.
Donate it to the local fire department and say, hey, guys, let's have a training. We're going to burn this sucker down.
All right. Well.
That's one way to get it done.
Get some,
I think Rick's going to be coaching from an earpiece in this one.
Does he coach again in the NC2A?
No.
Never?
Mm-mm.
I think he will.
I think he will, too.
I don't know.
UCLA.
God. That would be right on par with the Pac-12 right now.
What?
Wouldn't it?
Why not? Can give guys second chances?
There we go. The Portland Trailblazers pick up a big win last night, 126-118 in Moda Center. They are now 44-27. Damian Lillard going for 33 points and 12 assists. Enes Kanter, 14 points, 10 rebounds off the bench. The win for the Blazers now brings them within a half game of the Houston Rockets for the third spot in the Western Conference standings. That's because Houston fell last night in overtime in Memphis, 126-125. The Blazers' lead over the fifth seed, which is now Utah, is 2 games. Here's what happened and why Utah is fifth. The Spurs lost to Miami, 110-105. And the Oklahoma City Thunder are now the 8th seed after losing their 4th in a row. They fell in overtime as well to the Raptors, 123-114. Blazers looking good down the final stretch.
That's crazy that all those teams are tied at the bottom of the stretch. We're going to have it's coming down to the last 2 games. For 4 through 8, I bet it comes down to the last 2 games.
Blazers' final 2 games of the season at LA against the Lakers and at Moda Center against the Kings, for those that are wondering. Hot and Cool on the Fan is brought to you by Area Heating and Cooling. The area's most trusted name in heating, cooling, and comfort is Area Heating and Cooling, online at areaheating.com. We mentioned the Pitino revenge game. There's a great slate of games today. Which ones are you looking forward to, Dustin Cam on the Fan?
It's time for the madness.
It's time for the madness.
It's here, folks. March Madness is here. You can watch the games with us at our Fan Madness Party, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Independent Sports Bar and Grill, 225 Southwest Broadway in downtown. It is presented by Laurelwood Brewing. And you can come down. The Independent will be running specials on Laurelwood pints throughout the tournament, $1 off pints. Laurelwood also sampling both days. Encore Audio Video is providing a TV for an on-site giveaway that we're going to have. I heard 65 inches. That will be given away there. It is big. It's also brought to you by Warren Allen Attorneys at Law, and the Nike Hoop Summit, where there's going to be a 4-pack of tickets to be given away on site as the Nike Hoop Summit's coming up on the 12th of April. So come down, party with us, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Independent Sports Bar and Grill, presented by Laurelwood Brewing. Dirt and Spray going to be there noon to 3. Primetime with Isaac and Suk from 3 to 7. You know, tomorrow we're the only show that's going our full day of work on a Friday.
That's because we need to have 3 hours of joy in your life single day.
We're overachievers. Dirt and Sprague will, I believe, only be an hour tomorrow because Ducks pregame coverage starts at 1, leading you up to their tip-off. And then 3 o'clock, that game's not going to be done by then. So primetime's going to get a little bit of a late start.
How far you have the Ducks going?
Oh, I just filled out my bracket at 1080thefan.com.
I did also. I have them losing to Virginia in the Sweet 16.
I do not feel good about my same bracket.
That's what I have.
I have them beating Virginia.
And you have them beating Virginia in the Sweet 16?
Yes.
That's good.
Would you like to hear why?
Dude, ballsy.
Would you like to hear why?
Sure.
I can't trust Virginia. It's the question I wanted to ask Sean Farnham yesterday, but never was able to because we just started bashing the Pac-12.
It's fair.
Why? Like, I didn't trust Gonzaga until they made it to a Final Four either in a national championship game.
But they have done that before.
Been to a Final Four?
Yeah.
Not until a couple of years ago, a few years back.
What was Adam Morrison? That was a Final Four.
Was that?
That was a Final Four. They lost in the semi, but they didn't make it to the championship game.
But it's like, Adam Morrison with his excellent stash. I've never trusted Gonzaga. I don't trust Virginia. And I don't know why.
I think that was an Elite Eight game to get to the Final Four.
Yeah, I thought so too. I thought their first Final Four was.
Check on that.
You need to verify. I feel like they lost in the semi.
I don't know, man.
They didn't lose in the championship game.
No. No, they
did. I'm feeling pretty good about this one.
They did with Zach Collins. They lost in the national championship game, but
maybe not.
You know, because
okay, maybe not. You know what? It's been that long.
Yeah, the only time they made a Final Four was 2017.
I saw Adam Morrison at the U.S. Open smoking darts when we were in up there at Chambers Bay.
That was the Sweet 16.
It was the Elite Eight or Sweet 16?
No, regional semifinal.
That was
really
That was the Sweet 16 game.
That's as close as they've ever. It's gone by so fast.
They went to the Elite Eight in 99.
Well, they lost in the championship to North Carolina recently.
Yeah.
Hold on. They went to the Elite Eight in 99, 2015, 2017. Zach Collins was on the Final Four.
That was one of the worst refereed officiated games I've ever watched in the history of the NCAA.
Worse than Wisconsin Duke.
It was awful.
Remember?
It was so bad.
Wisconsin Duke when. Like,
nobody could touch anybody in that game. You couldn't even breathe on anybody in that game.
They had like 20 fouls.
Oh, it was so bad.
Yeah.
All right, so there we go.
Okay. There you go. Knowledge is power.
So this is my other thing. All
right,
Gonzaga thing.
You got it?
Gonzaga?
Yes.
Or how irritated are the people when you say Gonzaga?
Oh, hate it. Hate it. It's Gonzaga.
Is it kind of like when everybody calls it
not the Zogs.
Oregon? Mm-hmm. You get a little frustrated in Oregon.
Yeah, don't like it.
Okay.
Don't like him a bit. By the way, Zags, 4:27 tonight, tip off on True TV. Today is a loaded day of first round matchups. And I circled on when the bracket first came out, I have got 2, 3, 4, 5 games in the first round that I was pumped for. And 4 of them play today. We've talked about the Patino revenge game with Louisville in Minnesota. That game kicks off the entire tournament. As that one is going on, one of the games I'm going to be interested in, I think we have a big upset coming with 14 seed Yale taking on 3 seed LSU.
You and me both.
And tell me why. Tell me why you feel about this.
Will Wade is LSU's coach. He's suspended.
LSU's coach.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. I saw that.
For that wiretap.
They have audio tapes of him talking about big payments to recruits, so he's suspended. I mean.
But the player's not.
The player just got reinstated for the SEC tournament, and they lost.
Yeah.
They melted down at the end of a game in the SEC tournament to Florida, I believe.
Interesting.
And then Yale, they play Yale, and a lot of people are like, okay, yeah, Yale, whatever. But they've got an NBA caliber player. From what the draft guys tell me.
I'm not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe with this one, but I can see why you will.
But there's intrigue because no Will Wade, an NBA caliber player, Ivy League school, Princeton, Harvard, upsets, tourney, Yale's next.
Yeah. Early energy. I got you.
So
Yale a lot more athletic than you would think for an Ivy League team from what I've read.
Well, is that a backhanded compliment?
Yes, I mean, it is.
Yeah, it is.
It's really a lot more athletic, those smart guys.
Across the board, you cannot tell me the Ivy League has better athletes than most of the other conferences.
No, but they're still good athletes.
Oh, yeah, they are, but they're not as good as SEC athletes.
Yeah.
Fair.
And this is me placating to my future boss, so whoever it is that plays at Yale that, you know, ends up becoming an executive here at Entercom, I can have Buck pull this tape and I can send it to him and be like, I always believed in you, man. Always believed in you. Thanks.
That's an interesting long game you're playing there.
It's a long play here. Always suck up to the Ivy League schools.
Sure.
And then there's New Mexico State and Auburn. And I have no reason to really be excited about this game except for...
SEC champ Auburn.
I love Bruce Pearl. My, like, he is a awesome guy. I got a chance to meet him when he was at Tennessee and talk with him. And I love Bruce Pearl as one. And then I've heard New Mexico State is very fun to watch. Like, they're up-tempo. They like to shoot the three. That game could go, like, back and forth. It'll just be one of those exciting games. And it's a 10:30 a.m. game.
Yeah.
So this is my prime viewing is at the Independent today. From 9:50, you have 9:15, 9:40, and 10:30 are all games I'm excited for. Is anything sparking your attention in the first round of the tournament?
I think the game that I was certainly looking at that I'm most interested in is going to be Nevada and Florida. For some strange reason, I'm addicted to this game. And that's not till tonight.
That's today, too.
I know, but it's not till tonight. It's almost 7 o'clock. It's at 6:50 p.m. Nope. Eastern time.
At 3:50 our time.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to give me the Eastern.
Gotcha.
Because it's all about the East. So I'm thinking I have Florida coming in. I think Florida's playing pretty well. Sneakily, Nevada's also very, very good. But I have Florida.
Eric Musselman.
Mm-hmm.
Good Nevada. Coach. Oh, that one.
Nevada.
Everybody calls it Nevada.
Gonzaga. Nevada. What is that?
Are you a Nevada guy?
Washington. Nevada.
Yeah.
Bad pronunciations. Washington, Oregon, Gonzaga, and Nevada.
What is the one we do out here? Because we know that nobody back east can say the western states. Like, are there ones that we say back there that they're like, come on.
No.
Like outside of Worcester?
That's Worcester. That's Mass.
Yeah, but we all call it like Worcester.
Worcester? Worcester? Worcester sauce?
Yeah, but it's when you go it's back
Worcester.
Over there, it's Worcester.
Worcester.
Greenwich, people say.
Greenwich.
Greenwich.
Greenwich?
Mm.
I don't know.
Good one.
And also, if you're looking to check out an exciting game with two future NBA stars, Ja Morant, who plays for Murray State, is likely going to be the number two overall pick. He's going head-to-head. A great matchup. These two are going to be on each other all afternoon. And Marcus Howard of Marquette. Mm-hmm. You got two very high-level players, guards that are exciting and fast-paced. Today's going to be an awesome day, man. I'm pumped for today. And then tomorrow, the only game that I'm interested in.
You said this is number one on your sports day list. Which is
Ducks, Wisconsin.
This is big. Big for you.
This is a huge day.
Big day.
We had a guy who said on the Better You Today text line that he had his sister call his kids or his work and pose as the school nurse saying his son took a fall off the school bus and he needed to leave because so he can miss the day of work for it.
I'm all about a good lie to get to consume your sports. I'm all about it.
55305, the Better You Today text line. What games are catching your eye for the tournament? Today's going to be an awesome day, man. Start to finish, the most intriguing games of the first round might be all today. What upset's going to be coming down the pipeline? 55305. Is it the end of the road for Doug Baldwin in Seattle? A pretty alarming report from Bob Condotta of the Seattle Times. Here's Buck with SportsCenter.
It's time for the madness.
Let's blow this joint.
All right, the Seattle Seahawks, quite the offseason. You know, we had it in our notes a couple of days ago, but I don't know what derailed us. Jordy Nelson has come into Seattle this week and met with the Seahawks yesterday, I believe it was, about signing as a free agent. Second year in a row that Jordy has come in to talk. And, you know, the thing was, how does he fit there? He's a big body wide receiver, but you've got a guy. You got Lockett. You got Baldwin on the outside. Would he have fit there? Well, a report came out yesterday, and part of it was from Baldwin himself, who went on KJR up in Seattle with Cliff Averill and Jermaine Kearse. And he said that he's got more surgeries on the way. And when he said that, it got people the buzz going. And Mike Garofalo of the NFL Network came out and said, Baldwin is scheduled for a sports hernia in April, and it could keep him out for about 2 months. This would be the third or fourth surgery for Doug Baldwin this offseason.
Yeah.
Several injuries. He had like 6 to 8 injuries last year. Both knees were hurt. His shoulder was hurt. His abdomen was hurt. His groin was hurt. And Baldwin has been rumored to be talking to people saying, he thinks that the end of the road is near, and he's 31, has zero guarantees left in his contract. Is this it for Doug Baldwin?
You know, it could be. I had a sports hernia. It's not anything to laugh at. It could be frustrating because it takes so long. It took me 6 months to recover from that.
Oh.
Yeah, it was awful. And I didn't have the surgery done. But Doug is looking at this going, you could see he was bothered by it. And I said that the Seahawks needed their first priority in my mind. And I know they love defense. And I know Pete Carroll and John Schneider, they really want to have that defense in mind. And they haven't had any luck really with their first round picks lately. They just haven't. They need a wide receiver. And they think that a veteran guy will be something that you need. Okay, bring in Jordy Nelson. But Russell Wilson's going to need somebody on the outside that's a big play receiver because Doug's not going to be the same. You have to pretend and just move forward thinking as the Seahawks, hey, we need a wide receiver. So what does that mean? Well, they locked up their kicker position, which is good, and they signed that to that deal. And now you're going to have to replace Doug Baldwin? Well, what are you going to do? There's not a lot of free agent guys out there. This is a very good wide receiver draft. You have quite a bit of talent. You can have a young, explosive wide receiver, even though I think where are the Seahawks picking? They don't have a first rounder this year, do they? Did they trade it? Gosh dang it. No. However,
let me check.
Your free agent signings, what you've been able to do, you locked up your current guys, you have your potty, you've been able to hold fort with everybody, you signed Kendricks back on defense. It feels like the Seahawks aren't doing anything, okay? So they're picking at 21.
Yeah.
They haven't really been able to make a lot of noise in free agent because they're standing pat because they know they're going to have to sign Russell Wilson to the monster deal.
Well, and the good news, as you mentioned, it's a deep wide receiver draft. Do you make that run at a wide receiver early? Because you have the potential to get the second or third best wide receiver in this draft class because we've talked about it so often. Defense is loaded. Mm-hmm. Pass rushers, defensive linemen, one of the deepest D lineman classes we've ever seen in an NFL draft. They're going to be a run on them early. Quarterback, obviously, there's teams that need quarterback. We'll reach on quarterback. You will see wide receivers and great wide receivers down at the bottom of the first round, but do you covet that position in the first round of the draft?
I think you should because Russell Wilson's going to need that. I'm sorry. Tyler Lockett is a very good wide receiver, but you need to have a little bit of height. You got to have some versatility. It's not like you're looking at a guy. He's not as explosive as a Tyreek Hill or anything, but you just need that.
Yeah. Well, this is a huge offseason, though, if Doug Baldwin really is, because he's been the safety net for Russell Wilson. He has been the guy that when you need a third down, you know it's going to Doug Baldwin. Angry Doug has been that guy for Russell Wilson for years now. And even if you do draft one, there's going to be a lot of time that it takes to build that continuity that he had with Baldwin. You're going to have you're probably reliability-wise... You have Lockett there, but then is it Will Disley?
Is that your third
most reliable guy who's also coming off a linear?
I wouldn't say he's reliable at all. You have David Moore, Malik Turner's on the roster. There's certainly Tyler Lockett, Jaren Brown, and Amari Darba. You don't have a lot of depth when you think about playmakers.
And that's why I say, is Disley your third?
Well, he was hurt, but it's Ed Dixon and Nick Vanette. I mean, those are the guys that you have.
Probably it. Yeah. But Disley had, what, two good games?
You don't have a huge
year,
offensive punch. You just really don't. You don't have a big-time playmaker on the offense. It's Russell Wilson. That's your playmaker.
You're going to have more to win in the NFC West, though.
Yeah, you're going to need that. And you were mentioning stuff about dealing with Earl Thomas and what he finished it. I just wanted to transition very quickly into this. And Earl Thomas left. He signed a big deal. He flipped the bird, and then he told you why he finally came out and flipped the bird, said it was directed strictly at Pete Carroll and the Seahawks. I think whatever it is, there's been exits before of disgruntled players. We're seeing it more and more and more now because there's such a public voice and you have social media to be able to explain it. I think it's really upsetting to see the four guys of the four that of the Legion of Boom. Cam Chandler's the only one that's really hanging out on the sideline or anything. There's such disdain towards Pete Carroll and that crew. And I really want to dive into why. And the emotions of Pete Carroll letting these guys, he should take full responsibility what he allowed and what he built and what he developed. And then suddenly when these guys want money, it's that thing's like, look, is there a little bit of salty bitterness and ungratefulness by Pete Carroll and John Schneider? Like, look, we built you guys and now you treat us this way. And then you have the other side where Earl Thomas goes, look, you gave me the opportunity, but I took advantage of the opportunity, and this is how you treat me. This is like one of those, it's like, it's your fault, it's my fault, it's never going to repair.
Well,
Richard Sherman left in angst, and then you see Earl Thomas is gone, Brandon Browner's in jail. Cam Chancellor was unhappy. These guys are all salty. The only ones that are around, KJ Wright.
Is Brandon Maxwell still around there?
Well, KJ Wright resigned. Then you have
Bobby Wagner.
Yeah, well, Bobby is—he's the lockdown guy. He's the guy that's quiet. Yeah. Everybody with a voice is get out. But see, Pete Carroll, you wanted everybody with a voice.
But I don't see this as being on Pete Carroll or John Schneider, because football's a business, man.
You have to make
those tough decisions. And they wanted those guys with edge. And they wanted that edge, and that's why it was the Legion of Boom, and they had so much swagger about them.
Here's why.
But you know what? Those guys, like Pete Carroll and John Schneider, probably aren't feeling bad for themselves, because they knew that's the kind of person they wanted, and they're volatile people who had volatile exits.
You can't have both in this league.
No.
Okay, you can't. And here's the two. You cannot have a voice with outward in your own press conferences and your own brand, and then on the flip side, have a humble, respectful guy that wants to work.
No.
You don't get both. And again, we'll use the Patriots example. But guess who they just brought in? Michael Bennett. They brought in Michael Bennett. How is Michael Bennett going to fit in there?
Well, isn't this
falling in line? Because you want a ring and you want to win. You don't get to sit there and tell me I've developed all these high-end players, and these guys have developed the character and the Legion of Boom and the poster, and then sit back as a coach and go, geez, guys, you want money now? That's how the league works.
Well, and here's what it is. You know, we'll pick this up on the other side at 55305, the Better You Today text line. The identity crisis of the Legion of Boom has a lot to do with it. Dustin Cam on the Fan.
She called me late last night, say she loved me so. Didn't matter anymore.
All right, we were talking about Doug Baldwin, potential that, you know, the end of his road may be coming in Seattle. He'll have his third surgery of this offseason, reportedly scheduled for a hernia surgery in April, according to NFL Network. But you start asking about, like, this whole, you know, the defense and everybody kind of leaving on poor terms with Earl Thomas flipping the bird, and said it was directed at Pete Carroll saying, you win, you win, is what he was mouthing towards Pete Carroll.
It's disheartening a little bit.
It is, but here's one of the problems is we were discussing the whole... There's a lot of animosity between Richard Sherman and Earl Thomas and some of those guys, and Marshawn Lynch in the front office. Well, they wanted this renegade attitude, and that's what they were built on. Then the identity shifted, and one of the things that pissed those guys off so much, Earl Thomas and Richard Sherman, was they handed the reins over to Russell Wilson, which is a complete 180 in the attitude, the swagger. Instead of we're going to get under your skin, it's we're not going to offend you. We're going to be the nice guys that help you up, pat you on the butt, and say, good play, pal. And that was totally not them. And they felt like John Schneider and Pete Carroll kind of turned their back on those guys. Because
you think so? You buy into that a little bit?
I wholeheartedly do. Because we saw that is what made them successful, was that edge.
Okay.
And they said, all right, we don't want the edge anymore. But we want the Russell Wilson.
You think, okay, so you really think that this crew of guys, and that's fair. It's fair a little bit, but I think these guys understand that faces of franchises are quarterbacks. They're not defense.
Yep.
They're not a collection of four. Now, it's a nice novelty, but a quarterback can have a 12-year career. A secondary was lucky to have three. I know these guys feel this way, and here's the other thing, too, is you're going to regret this. You may not regret it now, but you're going to, because no matter how many times you look at it, when you go out and you're disgruntled and you're frustrated and you create this, okay, the Legion of Boom is going to go down as, if not the greatest secondary that was ever created for its era and its time. The elite players at that time that they had, at least three, and you're going to come back and you're going to want to be, there's going to be a time when you come back to that stadium when you're 40 years old and when you go, man, what were we thinking? It's going to hit you. I know it is. It will happen. It happens to every player other than T.O. I mean, it's going to do it, because you were only as good as the group was together, as a group. Richard Sherman never would have been that great if it wasn't for Cam Chancellor and everyone saying, oh my gosh, we got to get the ball out, because here. And then Earl Thomas is the ultimate center fielder in sport. But that was because Richard Sherman could play by himself and he could take up one half of the field. You worked great because you were together. a quarterback is only great because he's by himself. Mm-hmm. He is the straw that stirs the drink. I agree with this text right here, and I think this is it. I know exactly what it is. In today's world, it is all about the cash. As you said, I mean, it came down to money. It is about give me my money. And football is one of the only sports, if not the only sport, where every player leaves disgruntled. You don't see disgruntled baseball players like you do in football. You don't see disgruntled NBA guys because their money's guaranteed. They're like, all right, you want to cut me? Okay, I'll go get another chance. I'll do that here. I mean, football just, it sets you up for disgruntled, salty, angry. You feel used. The league is built that way to feel used as a player. Now, as coaches, you're just like, we'll forget somebody else in the draft. Cheaper. We're always bringing in cheaper talent. Do the Blazers constantly bring in every single off day? Do they bring in five shooting guards? Do they bring in five power forwards?
No.
That are always working out, and they always walk in and tell you your job's not locked in. We're going to get somebody all the time. That's the message every day as an NFL football player. Cry me a river, right? But this is what you get.
Yeah. And you know what? It's not really that far off on what we're saying if you say it comes down to money, because when did the articles start coming out? When did the bashing behind the scenes start happening? It's when Russell Wilson got paid and they realized they don't have enough money for them. And all the stuff coming out was, you can't pay everybody. You can't pay everybody, but they found a way to pay Russ. Yeah. And you're 100% right. There's an element of them that knew that it's a quarterback run league.
Oh, man.
But
they don't
thought
make
they were different because the whole identity of the Seahawks was them. It's the Legion of Boom. It wasn't Russell Wilson. It was the Legion of Boom, and it was Marshawn Lynch.
I know that, but if you're Richard Sherman and you're Marshawn Lynch, and you see that play that makes against Michael Crabtree or anything, was that a Russell Wilson that got him to the Super
Heck
Bowl?
No.
But it was a team. See, this is the difference, is that you get into this mindset that I did this.
Yes.
You get sucked up into this mentality of, give me my pulpit, give me my personal press conference, and you get these I's and me's, and they creep into your locker room, and they just take over like a bad viper venom, and they just start to permeate, and they get in there, and they dig in, and it's like that growing spur that's there, and it just constantly digs, and you start to believe it. Next thing you know, you believe your own crap you're saying every single day, and you forget why you do it. You do it because you're with the team. And you get individual and you get money and you where's mine. And as soon as that creeps into your locker room, it's over. And that is why, folks, the New England Patriots, as you don't want to hear it again, that is why they never get to this point with their players. They never let you get to the point where you start saying me, you're gone. When you start saying, I got to get this, and he said, where's my, happens to Lawyer, happens to Ty Law, happens to Teddy, and Teddy retired late because he always took a pay cut. Tom Brady takes pay cut. As soon as you get to that point, Bill Belichick goes, you're gone. Doesn't even let you start to utter that in his locker room. Gone. Mm-hmm. It's the secret.
And
you may not like it, but that's why the Seahawks have one Super Bowl and the Patriots have six.
And that's kind of, I mean, that was a great way to kind of summarize the point I was trying to make there, was that they brought all that ego in and they built something special there.
Yeah.
But
ego's a destructor.
It did. It did,
it's a destruction.
It's a reason why they were doing it different than what New England was doing, right? They found a different way to build it. But it ultimately is the reason why it came down the way it did.
It works. It does. It works in brief times. It does. I can't say it won't win you a Super Bowl. But it's not going to get you a longevity.
Yeah.
It's not going to stick.
Whew. This text, I'll give Bennett 3 games in New England then. Well, his twin brother played a full season, won a Super Bowl there. So.
Sure did.
and then the minute that game got over, what did he say? Yeah. What did he say about free agency?
They overpay free agents. Guess what Green Bay did?
Hey, they overpay guys with the ring.
Guess what Green Bay did?
And he could coexist for a year, and then boom, gone.
Yeah.
All right, 55305, the Better You Today text line. Another signing in the NFL that happened a couple days ago, or yesterday, but this one's a doozy, and it could spell disaster for the Oakland Raiders. Next on The Fan.
Let's blow this joint.